Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And your speaker at this time is David Horn of Denver, Colorado. And we're going back to that same Gospel by Matthew. It's going to be his chapter 23 and verse 23, from which we have made three previous broadcasts. And we spoke to us on the law and on judgment, on mercy, and now we're going to speak to us on the little word faith. And maybe someone is saying, what do you mean by faith? Well, the Word of God tells us this, that we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now remember, it is not faith in your religion. It is not faith in the preacher. It is not faith in the church, but it is faith in Christ Jesus. There's a lot of people, and they place a lot of faith in their works, and they place faith in their church. But our God tells us for salvation, it's in Christ Jesus. I'm going to read to us now about a class of people, and this is what God had to say about them. This will be 1 Thessalonians and his first chapter, and we will read with you from verse 8. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord. They were preachers after they got saved. And from them sounded out the word of the Lord. And then he tells us, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but also in every place, your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything. Then he tells us how you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God and to wait for his Son from heaven. These men had been brought up religiously. They were idolaters. And I want to tell you, some of those idolaters would put real Christians to shame by the way they torture themselves and by what they go through trying to find favor with their unknown God or with that wooden thing, whatever they worship. But here we are, living men and women in the main. Most of you intelligent men and women can read the Word of God for yourselves and know what God has to say. You are in America, and we're living in the land of Bibles, where that word goes out over the air, in the churches, on the streets. Sometimes there are individuals, and they're going about just to talk to men and women, telling them how they can be saved and sure of heaven. Well, the Word of God said about this in this chapter, you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Now, what do you mean by that, says someone, by faith in Christ Jesus? Well, God the Father sent down from the excellent glory His own Son to die for your sins and mine, that He might have us in heaven with Himself. Then we come to the Word of God. It says how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. How do I receive that? Well, friends, it has to be received by faith. I can see it in the Bible, but I can only take it as coming from God, and hundreds and thousands and millions of men and women will be in the glory as a result of taking God at His word. God cannot lie, and God is to be trusted, and God is to be believed. And I tell you in the name of our God today, if you will hear His word and believe His word, receive His Son, you'll have that pardoning God forgive you every sin. Now someone is saying, where do you get that faith? Where do you get that faith? Listen, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I tell you, I live in Denver, Colorado. Then you say in return, well, I've never been out there possibly. And some say, I've been there. I never saw Mr. Horn there. But that's my home. That's where I live. And others who have never been there, that's my home just the same. Well, I'm sure even when I say this, David Horn, Denver, Colorado, there are those that believe that's exactly where I live, and that's exactly right. Now, if we can believe the words of men, the Word of God is greater, and God tells us our sins were charged to His Son, and He took them on Himself on the cross and died for our sins there in order that He might have us in heaven with Himself. Listen, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God. It was God that gave Christ. Have you ever said in the language of Scripture, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. Oh, that priceless gift, that priceless boon, that wonderful Savior. Trust Him today, and thou shalt be saved.